but a godly-inspired discovery.
More riddles?
It is all riddles, to me as well, he lied. For he knew well that Lolth had led him to these revelations, and with definite purpose. But you see, I am not the Matron Mother, and so our acquaintance will only reveal so much to me. Quenthel started a reply, but stopped when Grumph pointed a wand out in the darkness of a side corridor and called upon its powers to create a small light in the distance, revealing a cave entrance blocked by lines of beads. The Archmage started for it, the Matron Mother and the floating disk right beside him. Quenthel fell back when those beads parted at the end of a three-fingered hand, and an ugly biped stepped forth, the tentacles of its bulbous head waving excitedly.
Illithid!
Quenthel gasped. An old friend, Grumph explained. Quenthel steeled herself and stared hard at the approaching creature. Grumph took delight in her obvious disgust. Mind flayers were horrid creatures, of course, but this one was uglier still, having suffered grievous wounds, including one that left part of its brain-like bulbous head hanging in a flap above its left shoulder.
Methil,
Quenthel whispered, and then called more loudly.
Methil, Elvidenvelp.
You remember,
Grumph congratulated. Of course she remembered. How could anyone who had been serving in House Beenri in the last decades of Matron Mother Ivanel's rule possibly forget this creature? Methil had served beside Matron Mother Ivanel as her secret advisor, her Duval, as the drow called the position. With his mind-reading abilities, so far into all but Sionis's drow, which were very few in number since Matron Mother Ivanel had obliterated House Oblodra by dropping the whole of the place into the Claw Rift during the Time of Troubles. Methil Elvidenvelp had provided Matron Mother Ivanel with great insight into the desires, the deceit, and the desperation of friends and enemies alike.
But he died in the attack on Mithril Hall,
Quenthel whispered.
So did you, Grumph reminded. And you are wrong in any case. Our friend here did not die, thanks to the efforts of Bragan d'Earth.
Kimoriel,
Quenthel reasoned, nodding. And Grumph was glad that he had corrected himself quickly enough, and that Kimoriel Oblodra, one of the few surviving members of the Fallen House, an accomplished psionicist, known associate of Illithids, and coincidentally, currently one of the co-leaders of the mercenary band, had reasonably come into her mind. Kimoriel had not even been involved in the efforts their brother Jarlaxle had expended in saving the grievously wounded Illithid. But Quenthel didn't need to know that, or to know that Jarlaxle was even related to them.
How long have you known about the Mind Flayer?
Quenthel asked suspiciously. Grumph looked at her as though he didn't understand.
As long as you,
he started to reply.
How long have you known him to be out here?
The Matron Mother clarified.
Many months, Grumph replied.
Though as he considered the question, he realized it had probably been many years.
And you did not think to inform me?
Grumph again stared at her as if he didn't understand.
You think to use Methil as Ivanel once utilized him?
Before Quenthel could reply, he added,
You cannot! The creature is quite damaged, I assure you, and would cause you considerable grief and nothing more in that role.
Quenthel's hand flashed up, palm outward at the Illithid, who had moved too close for comfort. She uttered a spell of command.
Halt!
Normally, such a spell would never have proven effective on a creature of such intellect, but when Matron Mother Quenthel uttered a command, it carried much greater weight indeed. That, perhaps combined with Methil Elvidenvelp's clearly diminished mental capacity, had the Illithid skidding to an abrupt and complete stop.
Then why are we here?
Quenthal asked her brother pointedly. Because Ivanil would know, he replied, and he turned to the iron box set upon the floating disk. He waved his hand over it, the cover magically lifting, and said,
Behold!
Quenthal gasped again as she peered into the box to see a withered head split down the middle and somewhat stitched back together, a head she surely recognized, the split head of her long-dead mother.
What is that?
She asked, falling back in horror.
You dare to blaspheme?
To preserve, Grump corrected.
How did you get that? Her? Who?
Brake and Yerth, of course. The same ones who saved Methil here.
This is unconscionable. You mean to resurrect Ivanel?
The tremor was clear in her voice. Grumpf noted, and rightly so, such an act would steal profoundly from the current matron mother, after all. Grumpf shook his head.
Our dear dead mother is far beyond that. The magic that had kept her alive for too many centuries is long dissipated. To bring her back now, well, she would just wither and shrivel and be dead once more.
Then why do you have that?
Quenthal asked, pointing to the box, and she even dared to edge closer and glance in once more at the horrid thing.
The curiosity at first, said Grumpf. Have you not complained to me many times about my collections?
This is beyond even your morbid sensibilities, Quenthal said dryly.
The Archmage shrugged and smiled.
Indeed, you may be right, but...
He paused and nodded his chin past his sister. Quenthal turned and found the illithid in a highly agitated state, shivering and hopping about, with disgusting drool spilling down over the front of its white robe. Quenthal turned an angry glare back at her brother.
Explain, she demanded. What desecration?
It would seem that I have preserved more than the physical head of our dead mother, Romp replied casually. For as I have learned from Camuriel Oblodra of Bragandier, and he from the Illithids, the physical mind is full of patterns, tiny connections that preserve memories.
As he spoke, he waved his hand, and the disk floated past Quenthal toward Methil, whose tentacles waggled insatiably.
You would not dare!